And now, Tim Dillon is going to hell! With Tim Dillon and Ray Kump.
This is disgusting. I gotta watch you suck on a jewel now. This is your life now.
Well, I was not going to play on the air.
You just suck on that jewel again. I want to put it on Instagram for some people that don't see this. This is what he does now all day. He sucks on this jewel.
It's nice.
Just vapes.
It's not a mod. I'm not one of these guys with a mod. Why are we so bright? Can we turn the exposure down a little bit?
Let me tell you right now. There's not James Cameron's technology in Avatar wouldn't make you look good.
All
right. What is this with the vaping? You're going to do this now forever?
No, I'm grazing off. I'm like a cow grazing, and then I eat less cud. And then,
cud?
What do they eat, right?
You were healthier when you smoked cigarettes.
I was not.
I feel like you were.
You have no concept of health.
You did not smoke them every... You didn't have a cigarette in your hand every minute.
Yeah, nicotine's harmless, all right?
Is that the pitch? Is that how they're getting you guys all into this?
I am coping with multiple addictions.
You have a Red Bull the size of a building. That's a Red Bull the size of a condo.
They make a bigger one, I think.
I mean, sugar-free Red Bull. Like, what? I mean, what else is... Justin Silver, get in here for a second. Justin Silver is a weight loss expert. Get in here for a second. Get him on a mic, please. Can somebody get a mic for him? Come in here. Tell us. You're our trainer.
Why are you critiquing my physique?
I'm going to let him shit on me now. I'm going to let him
in the middle of an argument.
I'm going to let him shit on me now. Look at both of us.
Gotcha.
Okay. How do we get it together here?
I've been doing no carb for a couple months already.
Now,
How's it going?
It's going good. I've been losing weight.
Justin's going to tell you some
shit. I've done it before.
Because I gave up dairy and I did really well.
I have talked to one guy who told me about...
Check.
Told me about adding fat to get your your loads or something. I don't know. It was a more advanced no carb thing than I was.
Your loads.
He was talking about having you add fat to release like insulin.
That's what he was doing. Yeah, I'm not doing that yet.
Yeah, I think you just need to eat things in proper ratio. But getting rid of like carbs is like that's one. But getting rid of dairy is bigger than getting rid of carbs.
I got rid of dairy.
We were talking. We were in a car ride up to do some gig, which got canceled. But that's irrelevant. Had nothing to do with us. And
No one came to see us. Had nothing to do with us. Nobody came to see us.
I drove 2 hours to do a guest spot, then there was no show.
Had everything to do with us.
Really? But he's losing it. He wanted to get in shape for the special, and I was like, more important than getting rid of carbs is getting rid of dairy.
Okay.
Because it causes so much inflammation in your body. There's the fat content to it. There's the fact that it also, like, there's a certain amount of pus in a lot of dairy, and the milk that you eat that adds into body fat. But more than eating carbs is getting rid of dairy. If you were to do three things, if you would eliminate dairy, mm-hmm. and then just cut your carbs down.
Okay.
Like, cut your carbs down to, like, in half. So instead of having a sandwich, you would basically put the meat on top and just eat half of that.
Sure.
You'd see a huge benefit from that, and then upping your water intake.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. And I know, and you know, can I tell you something? When I was a personal trainer, I just specialized in weight loss with people.
Right.
And I was a fucking chubby kid. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know what it feels like to be
chubby. Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask my question?
Would you consider me and him overweight?
Yeah. But you know that.
It's a joke. I'm doing bits. Thank you. Keep going.
Grossly fat. But the point is...
Yes.
To cut the carbs. Like, yeah. I'm sure it's good to cut them, but like... So you don't put any value in to go into ketosis? Like, that's not really a thing?
No, because I think that's like... Here's the thing. You're going from one extreme to another. Like, so many people have really poor eating habits. They eat whatever the fuck they want, and they get really fat from it. And they're like, let me go into this extreme state of putting my body into ketosis. It's like... No, you just need things in balanced proportions. Also, when you go into ketosis, there's a ton of macronutrients that are not there anymore.
Okay.
So that's sort of like an extreme. And like, who's going to continue to live that way? You're not going to stay that way. You're not going to stay for a year.
It's too much. Year. I've watched you eat bread in a year. Like
what? No, I'm talking about years ago.
Oh.
The best thing to do. There's something called the 40-30-30 diet, which is basically what it was.
What's her name was on? The whole 30.
You know Tracy Carnazzo.
Was she? Yeah.
Now, Tracy's a friend of ours, but Tracy's been consistently fat.
Yeah.
And Tracy would lecture us we would go out to dinner with her, or she'd have us, or she goes, I'm on Whole 30. And Ray says, what does that mean? You eat a whole chicken every day for 30 days?
No, you eat 30 chickens a day.
We didn't know what the hell it was, because she never lost any weight.
No. 40-30-30 is like 40%. It's 40% protein, 30% carbs, and then 30% fat. But there's a whole way that you do it based on what the portion size is, based on how much weight that you want to lose. So it's basically...
Can I tell you what I ate today, and you tell me where I'm wrong?
Sure.
I got up today. I had 2 eggs over medium, turkey, hash browns, a little ketchup on the hash browns.
Okay.
Okay. I went to lunch. I had a shell.
That's a lot. That's a little, like, but they weren't egg whites?
No, it's 2 eggs. I heard eggs are good, buddy.
Eggs are, what's wrong with eggs?
Tell us what's wrong.
Nothing wrong
with
eggs, but there's so much fat in the egg yolks. It's not necessary to have two whole eggs.
Let me ask you this.
And then you're eating them, you're cooking them in some sort of oil or a butter, right?
I'm not telling the people at my deli how to do what
they're doing. They're doing it at the deli.
I know no one likes the fat guy telling you about, you know, nutrition.
No, I'm getting irritated listening to you right now.
No, you better, yeah. But my understanding of recent...
We can speak in this country. Keep going.
For now. My understanding of recent science is that, you know, eating cholesterol doesn't give you cholesterol.
We just got this from Joe Rogan's show.
Like, okay, so what is the downside of eating the fat then?
It's not. The point is like this, right? You're trying to lose fat. That's the goal of it, right?
So, you're trying to lose your fat, but not...
So my point is, like, you'd want to eliminate as much extra fat as that you have to. That's saturated fat. That's not monounsaturated.
More,
the
like,
idea, watching us bully him, watching us debate him...
I'm listening to
when
you,
we're,
like...
We're combined 700 pounds.
Here's my answer to you. Yes, good luck.
I'm not teasing. I am trying to, you know, give the viewers
you'd
at
wanna
home...
Go with, you'd want to go with this. You'd want to go with...
This is what's called interviewing.
I got it. You'd want to go with... as much lean protein as possible. So if we're going with eggs, the lean portion of that would be the egg whites,
right?
Then you want to go with a carbohydrate that was equal in value to the amount of grams of protein that you're having. So hash browns are going to have a lot higher grams than something like if you had a banana or you had a fruit salad
but
on the side.
But it's weird to have 2 eggs with a banana. It looks weird.
Of course it is. But people who, like, the way athletes eat and people who eat, who, like, stay on this diet, it's like things look weird.
Here's the issue.
When I'm on an airplane, here's what it is. It's like, it's weird. I'll bring like an orange, a grapefruit, some nuts, and then like some sort of protein. I've been like vegetarian now, so it's like it'll be something very strange, like some like tofu jerky or something like that. But it's like that is weird as opposed to or I'll have like a wrap. It'll be like a tuna wrap because I do eat fish. It'll be like a tuna wrap, but there's no mayo in the tuna. So it's like, of course that shit looks weird. When you look at the way like a lot of athletes or like say bodybuilders, for example, who gain up to... They'll gain up to 40% body fat, and they're a perfect example of a way to look at how to cut weight. They'll gain up to 40% body fat in the offseason, and they'll cut that down to 12%. You see them just sitting there out of a Tupperware. They're eating like plain chicken with nothing on it. There's no bread on it.
But I like the tuna at my deli because it's got so much mayonnaise. It looks like ice cream. It has the...
Oh, really? It's fluffy.
It's fluffy.
You like a fluffy tuna.
It's got like a Cool Whip.
Is there anything worse than a dense, dry tuna?
No, there's not. Be prepared to fucking sacrifice a lot of the joy of eating.
It's not about the joy of eating per se to me. And look, you're totally right. I know you're right. But you're talking to a guy who, you know, prior to me a couple months ago, started, I'm just shoving anything in my mouth. M&M's and fucking cheesy burritos and whatever. Right. I'm not thinking about anything. And now, like, to jump straight to, like... Oh, I'm gonna start doing ratios. And, like,
yeah, but you're doing ketosis, which is he.
I think that's more extreme.
You're just an addict.
It's not about extreme. It's not about extreme.
Look how fat his face is.
It's not about extreme. It's just about like it's something you. I can just like I can go to a deli and give me a half pound of chicken.
Right, but here, let me give you. Lewis used to be really heavy, right? So when Lewis first wanted to lose weight, I was like, here's what we'll do. I'm going to teach you the principles of this. You just call me every meal you have. So I was like, all right, first thing is, I was like, we based it on the food that he liked to eat. He loved to eat like ham and cheese sandwiches. Like, all right, here's the deal. Instead of eating the ham and cheese sandwiches, I want you to just do roll-ups. Mm. So he would just get a half a pound of ham and a half a pound of cheese and start rolling them up. And then at that point, it's like, you don't really want the mayo in that anyway. So that eliminated that right away. And it's kind of just as satisfying. And then we just started doing like little eliminations. Like if you wanted like pizza or something like that, I'd be like, all right, one day a week. And then the most important thing was like, the times of day that he was eating, like, when are you eating during the day? So you know when you're eating. Because my biggest thing is, like, I'll keep picking and picking at shit all day. So it's like, all right, you have 3 main meals a day and then 2 snacks in between those. So in this, that already, would just have him. He was a little bit more regimented, so he's like, all right, when I'm going to go grab something just because it's in front of me, that was eliminated. He's like, I have to wait for these times. So then what ends up happening is the value of eating becomes a little bit more important, and you tend to like pay a little bit more attention to what you're eating as opposed to grazing all day.
Right.
So all if you put all those little things in place and you have a few rules that you can follow, like for him, it was like Lewis was like a big bread eater. So it was like, all right, I'm going to eat – you can eat a breakfast sandwich in the beginning of the day because then you're burning it off throughout the day as opposed to a sandwich at night when you're just going to sleep with it in your stomach. So you can have your carbs in the beginning of the day. Then for lunch, you would have like – you would do roll-ups instead of having the bread. And then in the evening, we would fade you off of other certain things. And we just started with that, and it's like the weight started falling off. Then
you
started
understanding. Justin noticed how much weight I lost. When I lost dairy, I dropped like 20, 25 pounds in literally 2.5 weeks. It was crazy.
Was that before or after you got sick on the ice cream at the time?
It was after I got sick on the ice cream. Okay. And I talked to Justin. I was like, I don't feel well. And and he's like, you got to give up dairy. And I gave up dairy and the weight dropped off me.
But I think the most important thing,
but I got
think,
very anxious because you lose dairy. It's like a drug.
Right. But you could still, you could then go back on it selectively. It's like someone's like, all right, I have like a drinking problem, but it's like, I, you know, all right, so I'm just allowing myself
to
have.
That's not how drinking problems work. You can't really go back.
Some people can.
Some people can. I can. I had like a major drink. I had like a problem and I was like, all right, let me just see if I can temper
this.
Yeah, okay,
you're not an alcoholic. You just had a drinking problem.
Exactly. So, but what I'm saying is.
You're not telling me what I ate wrong today. You're saying that, so I had two eggs and I should have had two egg whites.
I think you should have had egg whites.
And a banana.
No, instead of, but let's say you wanted a sandwich. I would have said go with a wrap instead. Okay. Let him put some cheese in it because here's the thing.
I like the egg whites, turkey, cheese, and the hash browns in the wrap.
No, you can't have the hash browns.
But hash browns make it
because
nice.
Because it's all starch and fat. You can't have, you have to sacrifice something. But here's the thing. If you're having the egg whites, you can put the cheese back in because it'll make up for the fact that egg whites kind of just taste like a piece of fucking rubber.
Okay, can we get to lunch?
Let's get to lunch.
Because now I need to know where I went wrong.
Okay.
I had a shellfish tower. I had lobster cocktail, shrimp cocktail, crab cocktail. This is all protein.
I know. I just ate the leftovers.
This is all protein.
Which I don't think of leftovers when I think of you, Tim.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I got screwed. We'll talk about that later. They built a very large platter. It cost a lot of money. But
did they ice you?
They kind of fucked
me. You know when they fucking ice you?
Yes.
I
said build
a
platter, and they fucking built.
They iced
they
you.
Built the anniversary platter.
Yeah, but
for
it's
whole
all
family.
Ice. But it's all half ice.
That's right. But then they fuck you. They hide things in it.
Oh,
you
I know.
Don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
That's like
when I go to sushi and they rice me. It's like the roll is like this. It's like that's had, all fucking rice.
Yes,
please.
We had that
please.
And complained. Right. We start going. They start giving us bad fish.
Oh, we used to go to walk and roll, which was a like it wasn't
all you can order.
All you can order kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, first wave is pretty good. I mean, none of it's amazing.
Second wave, they send out the cooler.
Well,
third wave, they send out the bad fish.
Shoving sawdust into those wraps.
So
no,
I
know.
I had that.
So
I split a burger with a buddy.
With bread?
It had bread and cheese and a burger. We also split a tuna steak. We had french fries. We had Yukon Gold potatoes with gorgonzola cheese sauce.
You went crazy.
We had mushrooms. They sent them over. I didn't order them. They had garlic mushrooms they sent over.
Right.
And we had a sorbet at the end, Bahamian Island fruits,
right.
Which is a sorbet. It's not ice cream, but it has a blueberry, raspberry-ish compote.
Right. Where did you go wrong? You
woke, compote?
But waking up this morning, if that was your intention.
Okay, so...
Wait, where do you think you went right in lunch? We'll start with that. Let's
lunch
reverse engineer it.
$322 for two people.
It sounds like it.
Out of control. Bad. I didn't realize what was happening.
You like salads, though. I've seen you do. You'll dig into a salad.
I like a salad.
I've never seen you eat a salad.
I eat salads, first of all. So the reality of the situation is here's the way I like a salad. I like a nice salad.
Right, you like it breaded.
Here's the thing. Can I have a vinaigrette?
Can I have? Yeah.
Can I have
100%.
A, can I?
100%.
Can I have a vinaigrette without 100%.
People
losing their minds?
He means a creamy
minds.
Vinaigrette.
No, I don't.
No,
I mean
no,
no.
He means
vinaigrette.
A balsamic or a. That's
a
the best.
A mustard-based vinaigrette. That's one of my favorites.
That's the best.
Well, it's
no one's got a problem with that. What are you talking about?
You always yell at me. Everyone always yells at me about salad. They said, oh, your salad dressings and sauces are why you're fat. I'm like, not
well,
you,
sugar.
But other people said
sugar in them.
But to me, I'm like, I'm fat because I've eaten a wedding cake by myself. Like, I'm not fat because I've eaten vinaigrette. Vinaigrette's not the reason I'm fat.
Right. No, the vinaigrette's not the problem.
Right.
But you went crazy at lunch today. So you can't, but that's not your average lunch. You don't fucking spend $350 on lunch. That's an
average.
It's
less
lunch.
Average than most people.
I don't eat that every day. I do have a problem. I have to rein it in for my own health.
We can. Here's what we can do. You want to do? If you're
Let's
serious
do
about
it.
This is what I'll do.
Let's
I'll
do a contest right now. We'll like everyone's doing Sober October.
We'll do the same thing as Lewis. Here's what we do. You take the things. This is what I had Lewis do. You write down the things you for 4 days. You're like, this is what
will
I
you
ate.
Do this?
Yeah, sure.
Are you going to do this? Why do you have an attitude about it already? I'm already, you think you know better.
No, well,
you think you know
he's
better.
He's in ketosis. He's dizzy.
He's so mad. You're
I'm
so
not
mad.
But you're acting like I'm in the same boat as you eating, just like shoving shellfish
you're
in my
fat.
Veins.
You're in the same boat
I
as
am
me.
Fat.
You're fat.
I'm losing. I'm already in
you're
the mode.
You're so full of shit.
Oh, you're too extreme. I'm sorry. I'm trying to fucking put order in my life.
No, but I want. But you don't have to go that crazy with it.
It's not that crazy, though.
But he likes the point. Here's the point. Pissing on strips because he's a freak.
I don't do that anymore.
Here's the point.
He's used to piss. Listen, I'm pissing on strips.
Oh, you are
I'm
to see if you're in ketosis?
I did
he used
to
past.
Come into the restaurant and go, I'm in ketosis. I just piss on strips.
What restaurant?
We'd go out to eat. You'd go into the bathroom, piss on strips.
No,
like, I'm still in ketosis.
What are you checking if you're taking a pregnancy test after lunch?
It's fucking weirdo. It'd be like, I'm still in ketosis. They'd be like, sir, put
it's
your
pants on.
It's a
boy. It's something that makes sense. Here's what we'll do. This is the best way. To help somebody
go through
this. I would
like if the whole show did it, but Raymond doesn't want to participate.
I said I would do it.
Okay.
She's resistant. If you write down everything you eat for 4 days.
Yes.
So that's enough of a sample size. And then we're like, all right, we look
don't lie.
You know, you can't lie. Because also, because then you get a little upset when you actually write the shit down. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
You write it down for 4 days, and then we base it off the stuff that you eat, and you just organize the ratios, and then you organize the times that you eat, and then we'll eliminate some things. That's why it's based on things you normally eat anyway.
All
so you're
I
not
ate
adding
today,
that much.
All I ate today was a quarter pound of prosciutto parma that got at Whole Foods, and a couple almonds. A few almonds.
He brings
That's
meat.
All you ate today?
He brings meat around.
He brought meat last week.
He brought meat last week. Just
I was eating some prosciutto.
Meat.
Like, yeah. he offered it to me like he was offering like raisinettes. He's going to pour some like pork into my hand.
He's walking around with a deli platter all day. He's
but
walking
he
walked, around with a deli platter.
The best
platter.
Is what we shook hands. He goes, oh, how you doing? And he's like, there was like, there's pork on your hand.
There was no pork on my
hand. There's something wrong with
you.
Well, listen, here's the deal. You've never been a fat person, Justin.
I was a chubby person.
You're full of shit.
Nah.
You're full of shit.
Not,
you
I
say
swear.
That to your fucking clients, and these women believe you. I'm telling you right now. Show me a picture of you chubby.
Okay.
What were you, like 10?
Yeah, how old were you? 8?
No, up until 17.
Okay, yeah. And what was your waist size?
I don't remember. I'm not going to remember my
what
waist.
What kind of chubby? Let me tell you what chubby is. Let me tell you what chubby is.
Were you in the 40s?
No, but look
all
how...
All right.
But look how...
Here's what chubby
look how,
was.
Look at my frame.
But, if I'm a
36 at my frame, I'm a 30 now. So add 6 inches. That's chubby enough.
What's
chubby
the,
enough
no,
to be uncomfortable?
Chubby, but you're
what's the worst
man.
Thing you've ever done with food? Let's go around.
I don't have a food addiction at all.
So you've never
nothing,
done anything
nothing.
Bad with food. Okay,
no.
So you don't understand. I used to order Domino's back when it was bad, not when it was good. The fucking twisty bread, which was just bread that was soaked in chemicals and. Dry oregano wasn't even good, and I would take it, and I would fucking smash it into the fucking box and get all the oil in it and the fucking oregano, and I'd fucking jerk it off, and then I'd fuck my face with it. This is what I mean about it's a problem.
Right.
And so it's tough for sometimes people in the fitness industry to understand
yes.
the emotional thing that we have with food.
That's why but my advice. You can do the Ray Kump diet.
But he ate a burrito at Taco Bell and broke his mouth.
But if we're
broke my tooth.
He
yeah.
broke his
How?
Tooth.
Everything's soft in there.
I had a rotten tooth, all right? I was fucking, it got all jagged and pointy.
Ew.
I was working at a potato bread warehouse in the graveyard
shift. This man was working at a potato bread warehouse.
And it was all night. It was just jagged and was sticking to my tongue. By like 7 a.m., I could barely talk. So I meet up with my friend.
Women, pussies are getting moist.
I will shove
this
jagged
right
tooth
now.
in your cunt hole. But,
all right, that was a blot.
Kavanaugh.
Well, no, I mean, consensually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway, so I meet up with my friend at the fucking, on his bread route. He's also a potato bread driver. And I can't stand his fucking tooth. It's jagged. I go into a fucking supermarket on his route, and I get one of those metal nail files. You know, you file your nails down with the metal one. And I use his side view mirror on his truck, and I file my goddamn tooth
What are you,
down.
Fucking Nick Nolte? Like, what was that movie where he, like, knocks
this
his own tooth out with an ice skate?
This is an American. This is an American.
You know, we adapt. Right, we adapt to
so my,
the terrain.
My point is
to
that
environment.
It's difficult.
Where
sometimes.
Are you living in, like Iceland?
Long Island.
I'm thinking of you like in Alaska,
yeah.
just alone with like a wearing a bear skin. Like you just can't get the tooth out.
I didn't have dental insurance.
The problem is this.
I mean,
there's
I feel
a,
like
what, but I understand. There's an emotional component to eating. You don't think for you?
No, of course.
So what I'm trying to do. And so much of my identity is wrapped up in food and going to nice restaurants and
yeah,
eating.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Bobby Kelly, we talk about this all the
sure.
time. But this
you guys
is
are
bad.
Classy broads.
But we have to change this.
But let me say this. That emotional component, that's a completely separate thing, which, like, a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy is good for that shit. Yeah. Listen, I have OCD and I have fucking vices, and, like, it doesn't matter what your vice is.
Right.
Your vice could be sex, alcohol,
well,
food.
Well, it's your personality.
Sure, it's the same thing. So it's, right, like, so I go see a therapist for that type of shit. However, if you're just talking about the mechanics of, like, what someone needs to do to make the number on the scale go down.
I've lost 100 pounds. I know the mechanics. I've lost 100 pounds.
Okay.
So why have
I gained it back because I started hanging out with you and going to fucking Taco Bell.
Because of your emotions.
But now you're angry right now because we're calling you out on your shit. Do you realize how? Do you
but
realize,
I'm admitting the same thing you're saying.
Do you realize how hostile you're getting right now because you're all fucking hyped up on
because
Red
you,
Bull?
Because no, you, because no, you, you come in, sugar-free you Red hold
He's
court,
a psychopath.
You hold court.
This
and go, is why is Ray so fat?
He's a
well,
psychopath.
Well, I'm the one who's actually doing something to lose weight, and you're eating
$300
shellfish lunches.
Shit. You're walking around eating brujout like a homeless person.
I have lost
in the East Village.
What homeless person?
You've lost your mind. That's the only thing you've lost is your goddamn mind.
I went down pant size and a half.
An inch and a half?
Yeah.
From what? A fucking parachute to a smaller parachute?
It's still losing weight.
As Anthony DiDomenico would say, it's a few deck chairs off the Titanic.
Why don't you, you should do the no dairy again, buddy.
I gotta do no
fucking
dairy.
Fucking crush it. But you don't have to go extreme on it. You don't have to go all no dairy. You can have like, you can pick like a few, like if you love
I
your
love
cheese.
I love milkshake.
I know you. So that'll be your one thing. You gotta have. Listen, here's the problem when someone has like a food addiction and they try to go on these extreme diets. Like, you're just depriving yourself and you're gonna go fucking crazy and then you're gonna relapse on it.
Wait, he was like, oh, you want an inch and a half? No, because when fat guys, we go in stages of two. It's not like you guys when you're 30, 31. No, I went from 44 to 42 and then and still
oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's 42.
Right. No
it's
one gives
almost
a shit.
3 inches.
No. Everything angry. It's two. You're right.
You're angry right now.
I'm saying because you're not giving all the information. He thinks I'm a fat
fucker. I feel like he's passionate. I don't feel like, is that anger? I feel you're passionate.
I'm just passionate.
He's passionate.
I just stand up to you sometimes.
He's passionate.
I've done nothing to attack you here.
A little bit.
I've done nothing to attack you.
You called him a fat fuck, and then you've called him a pig, and then you pointed at him.
What are we all going to litigate every fucking thing everyone says?
That
I don't know everything I'm saying.
Slightly.
The point is that these are terms of love, fat fuck, fat pig.
Fat pig.
I was in Camden, New Jersey, eating a cheesesteak at Donkey's. It is a bombed-out post-apocalyptic nightmare hellhole. A 12-year-old girl saw me, and you know what she said? What are you looking at, you fat fuck? And then her and a gang of kids started threatening me. Thank God I was in my lift. The point is, I think underneath that hostility was a girl who appreciated that I came to her town, although it had no water or electricity lines. God, it's a nightmare. Have you been out there?
What part of Jersey?
Camden. It's the worst.
Dude,
it's the worst.
Can I tell you, me and Big J, we were at Helium. And then he goes, dude.
Where I was.
So he goes, do you want to see the worst, the number one crime capital in this country? And I go, sure. So he goes, this is in the middle of December, so it's freezing. We drive through Camden, New Jersey at night.
Yeah.
And there's that fucking smell because all the buildings are burnt out and then they get all mildewed. So it's that mix of like, it's the weirdest fucking smell. It smells like the post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's burnt and then moist. And then you go and there's like these fucking prostitutes and they're just like, black and Spanish women in like starter jackets.
Doesn't have to be white women, that would be fine too.
And they're just standing out there and they're screaming and they're kids. They're standing outside their house like, get back in the motherfucking house. And you're just standing there waiting for like Johns to pick them up. I was like, dude, it was fucking scary.
Scary.
It was scary. And I grew up in like New York. We would go to the South Bronx to get fucking chicken and we would go to such fucked up neighborhoods.
You go to the South Bronx to get chicken?
There was this great chicken spot that we used to go. It was like the first San Loco was over there. So we
there
used to go to the Bronx
great
to get it.
Chicken spots
well,
down there.
Well, yeah, it's like in
but
the islands.
None of that was we used to go on like mopeds. Like little white boys on mopeds. We didn't give a fuck. This was the scariest fucking place I've ever been in my life. Camden, New Jersey is a shit.
There's something scary.
How was Donkey's?
It's good, but here's the deal, man. Here's the deal with a cheesesteak. Me and you, we can make a cheesesteak.
That's right. It's nothing.
You know what I mean?
Is it actually the Sakums?
It's that shit. It's like rat meat. It's like, you know, dude, what you could do, because Donkey's on a poppy seed roll with cheese, nice onion. The thing they do well is the onions, but you put the onions in a pan, saute them nice, salt, pepper, a few spices.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you can make it.
Yeah.
I like the cheesesteaks where they use a real, like a hanger steak.
They do
don't
that
use
at
those
Donkey's
fucking
kinda, but it's too dry. It's fine.
Do you cook for yourself?
No, I went to Denick's. I had the pork sandwich with the broccoli rabe, and they said it's the best sandwich in America on Travel Channel. The provolone is very sharp. The broccoli rabe is very garlicky. It's good, but it's not the best.
Let me ask you a question. If you like to cook, if you're such a foodie, because
why don't I like to cook?
Why don't you cook?
Let me ask you a question. Do you like music?
Yeah.
You play guitar?
No, I don't, but I do cook. Everybody's got to cook for themselves. You have a refrigerator in your house. I don't have a guitar in my house. Point.
Point. It's easy. My point is I love...
I'm an avid amateur chef myself.
I could cook, but you know, we don't have a great kitchen. I should get a better kitchen. Me and
come
Alan
over
Finn
to my,
are,
you come over to my house.
You're right. Me and Alan Finn are getting
my
a
townhouse.
New kitchen. He does. He has a fucking townhouse. This guy's got a $500,000 townhouse. He's
in
there stealing shrimp.
It was a $500,000. A $500,000 townhouse doesn't exist in New York.
I'm sorry. 1.5. I was saying 1.5. 2 million.
3.2. Go.
It's 3.2.
No,
it's not 3.2. I know where it is. Calm down. But it's very big, and he's stealing shrimp from these people that I brought it in for. These people never had shellfish in their life. They don't know what a lobster is. These people
they don't. I
they
can't
have
believe.
No clue.
How do you leave the crab legs? That's like the first thing I would go for.
Well,
it's
no,
sweet.
I had a lot of crab legs. I brought a comic there who just moved from LA. He was a buddy of mine, and he's like, I've never been to a restaurant this nice ever. His whole life.
Such a nice place.
23. He's like, his family would go to Denny's and stuff. People, you know, some people, like, we grew up in New York.
Yeah.
Even poor people in New York know good shit.
Oh, 100%.
Dude, some of these other people, they don't know shit. You know?
Who hasn't had sushi by the age of 12?
There are certain people.
It's like, that's weird.
I mean, they serve at a Stop and Shop now. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
But
that's now. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I think you're going to go keto. I'm going to start to get rid of dairy. I am going to do
but
it.
Don't
I'll cut dairy
all,
out, too.
But don't go
you
all the way.
I'm going to cut all dairy,
you gotta
all
pick,
keto carbs.
You got to... But here's what my point is. Like, you're setting yourself up to fail. Because you're basically, everything is just like, I'm going to go all the way. Here's the thing is, if you were to make a progress that you could live with.
But I'm bad at doing the middle shit.
Could he be a Navy SEAL? But this is the question.
I feel like I could.
Could he be a Navy SEAL?
I used to run 5 miles a day. Not
he ran five miles a day.
4 years ago.
I think
like
that's all you
have to... like that's what it takes to be a Navy SEAL?
Yes.
My uncle runs 5 miles a day and he's on the phone half the time while he's doing it.
Well, no,
like, he's
I,
not a Navy SEAL.
I got down to an 8-minute mile.
Can you even swim?
That's not great, but it's not bad.
Can you
for me, as a fat guy.
Can you even swim?
I have a swimming merit badge in the Boy Scouts. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This person is mental.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
I'm Jewish. We didn't do anything.
All
like
right,
that.
Well,
I'm just saying. I'm giving up.
We go to sleepaway camp and there's help.
I have letters from presidents, former presidents, congratulating me.
Shut up.
Did they
Hillary
write?
Hillary Clinton.
Listen, you don't want to go on some extreme thing. The best thing is to incorporate healthy eating habits into your lifestyle one thing at a time.
He doesn't like that. He wants to go on a very extreme...
Because you're upset.
No. Here's my thing. I will gradually do that. But I don't think you understand my... For me, it was more about like a shock of like just stop being a fat pig. And now I can kind of gradually get into a more relaxed... natural, like just eat healthy. But like I had to go, but when like I'm constantly eating garbage, I have to like cut. It's also like, you know, when you do no carb, yeah, you can go to the deli and get meat, but there's really not a lot of snack options. So you kind of force you to snack less. So I'm eating a lot less during the day.
Sure.
You know, it's like, yeah, it may seem extreme, but it's actually
keto.
You know, I'm not like eating like pounds of bacon every day. I'm fucking, you know, eating lean, you know, I'm tend to eat. Yeah, I had prosciutto a couple times last week, but in general, I fucking,
what
you
are
know,
you drinking? What kind of drinks are you drinking?
I should drink more. I need to drink more water.
How much water are you
now,
drinking?
Tell us about the water, because I love water. I drink a lot of water. It's probably the only reason I'm alive. Why is water so important?
It flushes your system out. And you stay here's just a few reasons to water. It flushes your system out. Right. It keeps you hydrated, obviously. A lot of times you eat when you're thirsty. You don't even realize that.
Okay,
people eat when they're thirsty. And also, I always tell people, this is what I did with Lewis, and this is what I did when I would lose weight for sports. I would make sure I drink like a 16-ounce glass of water, wait 2 minutes, and then order food. Because that way your stomach's fuller,
right,
and you're taking in less food.
That's good.
Right.
I do need
but
to drink
if you
more
drink
water.
A ton of water, you're good.
My mother used to say, bring the dessert right after dinner because if not, I fill up and I don't want it anymore. That's the type of food noise I have in my head. These are the type of people that raise me.
You have, scars.
I want to eat dessert right now because I won't want it in a few minutes. Can
nice.
You imagine?
I'm sort of like that. I eat dessert first.
I'm not a big sweets guy.
Really?
I mean, I like
I love
occasionally.
Them.
I'm much more of like, give me a gyro.
Yeah.
Give me a piece of pita bread with tzatziki. Yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah. The thing about if your anxiety is great for weight loss.
Yeah.
It's great. Your heart rate's always up. You're amped up. You're fucking bouncing off the walls all day. That's a good thing. Do you have enough anxiety in your life?
Here's the thing. I handle stress well because when I was younger.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
I used to freak out and pray all the time. If I had any kind of weird thought.
That's better.
Well, yeah, but then I would like...
Don't touch her! Don't touch... I pray to God that I have the strength to not touch her. Please don't touch her. Silent night, holy night. Her body is hers, it's not mine. Round yon virgin...
Yeah, that's pretty much.
That was and, fucking gorgeous.
And at a certain point, like, I was like sixth grade, and I would just stay up like freaking out. I just stopped. I convinced myself to just stop caring about any. So that's why I started failing in school.
Were you?
Because nothing bothered me.
Were you leaner
anymore.
Then?
Were you thin?
I was always a chubby fat kid.
Yeah. But were you chubby?
I was hot when I was a kid. And even in senior year, I wasn't that fat.
You were kind of round faced.
There's photos of me. First of all, I was a fucking gorgeous boy. Don't take that away from me. Okay, you sloth.
You got pictures?
I was an adorable kid. I'll show you my.
Yeah, get your fucking pictures out, Ray. Your fucking pictures. Let's see what. When I was a lifeguard, I was thin.
Let me see this picture.
You wouldn't fuck that, Justin. Don't lie.
If I were gay, I would fuck that. Yeah, big short. Yeah, was this?
This was 2002, 2001.
This is not that long ago.
I mean, buddy, it's you know, it's a lot.
But this is not. I wouldn't even
look at
this.
What do you have up here,
saying,
Bobby? That's not me, Bobby.
You're saying that you were always a fat guy. I just see a big guy here.
No, I know. Listen,
so what
I
do you mean
that.
You were always? So if I saw that, like, how old are you there? 17?
Yeah, 17, 18.
Send that to Bobby so people can see.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to Bobby. Bobby, I'm sending this to you. Bobby.
I have his number here.
Should I text him or email him? Email him. Okay. Bobby, what's your email?
I'll send you an email.
Oh
no, say it on the air. What do you think?
Bobby,
people give a
who
fuck?
Who gives a shit? Maybe I have it already, Bobby. Hold on. Bobby Hutch, I got it. It's coming over right now.
Bobby Hutch. I'll tell you his number, everybody. It's 917. I'm not going to do that.
It's coming over now, Bobby. I'm a gorgeous boy. Find a picture, Ray, as a child. Ray, you got to email Bobby when you get a childhood picture.
I feel like, listen, at the end of 6 months, you guys could be svelte again.
No, I got to make a change.
I got to start running again. I was a good runner.
You have pictures of food dishes in your phone I'm looking at.
I know, because I put them up on Instagram. It's very destructive. It's a very destructive thing. We know this. Look at that. Hot as fuck.
Where are you here?
In the middle. It's called being hot as fuck.
What is this?
That's a dance. Was when I was in dance class. That's Hey Mr. DJ. I was the DJ.
Hey Mr. DJ. Look at you.
Yeah, it was great.
Gorgeous.
I was a hot little boy, and I had.
Yeah.
I had more. I mean, I have some gorgeous, gorgeous shots of
me.
What
were you eating back then?
I mean, you know, nothing, dude. I was just eating regular food. I wasn't really fucking on this. I wasn't trying to, you know, I was still on drugs. And
What are you stuffing down? Drugs were much better than food. So the question is the emotional. What are you stuffing down? What is the food helping you stuff down?
All the feelings, the thoughts, the feelings of all these problems, worthlessness, not deserving.
Too.
You know what I mean?
Of course I know what you mean. I suffer from anxiety and depression. Can you move to another vice like sex, or can you move to something else? Just for a little while?
I agree with you.
But just for a little while, like move to another drug.
I agree.
Start smoking again?
No, I mean, I do sometimes, but
you're not a big sex addict guy, right?
I mean, I'm not an addict. I mean, I think if you're a sex addict, you're gay, you can kind of get AIDS, but...
Well...
But see, look, I wasn't... I mean, again, that's high school. That's just not...
See, in high school, you're just like a big guy. Like, you're a husky guy.
I was running 5 miles.
Look at him. Look at that. He looks
Did
like...
You oh, yeah.
Looks like he has AIDS.
Oh, AIDS?
No, he doesn't.
He looks like he has AIDS.
How old are you?
How old am I now?
Yeah.
34. I was
Tim,
30 then.
This is at 17 years old?
Yeah.
See, this is the makings of a guy who could go either way.
I know.
I don't feel like... Look at you with your frosted tips, huh?
I was nominated for Homecoming King.
You were frosted tips,
yeah,
huh?
It's called popularity.
I understand what it's called.
But
I'm way in.
This is me as a baby. Look at this. Look at that.
Dude, this is the
everybody's a cute baby.
Dude, this is a picture.
No, I'm a cute
that's
baby.
That's a picture of a child serial.
Everybody's
killer.
A cute baby.
I've seen ugly babies. I mean, fucking.
You were a cute baby.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's get you back there, buddy.
Let's do it. Let's fucking
look at this cat.
I know guys are into diaper play.
What, you showing me pictures of you holding a cat from yesterday?
It's Michelle's cat.
Michelle Wolf's cat?
No, Michelle Wendt.
Oh, yeah. She's great. All right. Wow, this went off the rails, huh?
Well, listen.
Hey, you want to see it? I'm listening to a podcast and a guy showing a guy a cat on his phone.
I'm just saying the cat is also fat. All of my friends are fat. That's
another
problem.
Oh, I see
what
you're saying.
Bobby's fat. The cat's fat.
Here's
you
have to start standing or hanging around thinner people.
It's a very good point. They don't like fatties.
Yeah, I like a fatty.
You do.
Team
Some
up.
People
you
do.
Got your team up.
Some people. Here's, you know what's funny when you sit on a plane? You sit next to one of two girls on a plane if you're fat. A girl who loves you because her father is fat and she fetishizes you.
Right.
And she's like, fatty daddy's here. or a girl who the very idea of you, your corpulent flesh spilling over into the seat, disgusts her on a level that you can't even understand. She doesn't even acknowledge you. She's like going through her own personal hell sitting next to you.
I'm the latter. I'm that second girl.
Yeah. Right. Or you have the first girl who's like, hi, how are you? And she's like, ooh, getting all cuddly with you. And you're like, wah.
You know what I noticed? When I was running a lot and losing weight, I grew to hate fat people. Vehemently.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't hate fat people.
No, I don't. Look, it's more because it was a reflection of I had to hate those people because it was me hating myself.
You had to distance yourself.
Yeah. I found myself disgusted, like Kevin Spacey in Seven.
That's interesting. I have a Jewish self-hatred with myself. I swear to God,
because you don't really read Jewish. You have none of the annoying stereotypes of a Jewish person.
Thought you were Italian.
I'm a little everybody thinks that, but I'm a little pushy and annoying and complainy. You and I will complain together. We have a lot of fun complaining.
We complain a lot.
I was almost upset that I wasn't on that boat tour because I was like, me and Tim, the amount of complaining I could do on a cruise.
Well, me and him are new. We're cunts. We're spoiled cunts.
A little bit.
Everywhere we go, it's not New York. It's not as good.
It's not as good.
They don't have everything we want.
This is not.
This isn't it. Somebody shows us like a nice thing. We're like, yeah, but.
It's like, that's a dump. Sorry. Right. I know a nice apartment. Like, don't tell me about your nice apartment in Hartford. Like, please. That's a dump. That's a dump. Like, what are you looking at? Another apartment building in Hartford? That's a dump.
We have a few of the Fridays. Jump out the window.
But I have like Jewish self-hatred.
Right.
And so like I distance myself and all their annoying things are that much more annoying to me. I'm like, oh, don't say happy Pesach. Like that sound is disgusting to me.
What's a Pesach?
I don't even want to get into it.
I mean, I think this was constructive. I think at the end of the day, I'm going to write down all the things I eat. I'm going to give up dairy.
Give me 4 days and then you know what you need? You just need to, know when to ask for help. Of course.
I love sushi. What can I eat?
Well,
because this helps
eat sashimi.
This helps people.
The non rice rolls, but they have rolls now that you don't have rice.
I know this helps people because people are trying to learn.
But you know,
with
something like sushi, where it's like brown rice, which is non gluten.
I thought it's a perfect proportion of food.
It is a perfect proportion. Yeah. The problem with sushi is this, and I do this too. It's like I order 11 rolls.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I'm so fucking physically active. That if I, like, I'm so physically that I could eat whatever I want because I'm running around constantly all day, working out, city biking everywhere. So it's like, that's another big thing.
If I walk 8 or 9 miles a day, does that help?
Yeah, briskly walk.
Are you walking that much?
You walk fast.
I walk a lot, but I don't know if, like, till today, I didn't set this up. I'm going to see how much I walk today.
Can I say something? You walk like a lean guy, though. I've walked around. He walks very fast.
He has good posture.
Yeah. He's got good posture. He walks very fast. Like, you know, a lot of like fat guys just like to kind of like waddle the fuck along. Tim's not like that.
No, yeah.
No, you gotta you gotta keep up with him.
Yeah.
What's today?
Today's the
9th. Yeah.
Is it? Delivered my Amazon package.
Yeah, 3.9 miles.
Yeah, but are you breaking a sweat?
Yeah, today's a little hot. I mean, 3.9 miles, 4 mile walk.
Okay.
That's not a lot. I need to do more.
How do you check that?
On your health, you have the little heart on the iPhone.
You gotta trigger your.
I gotta start sweating.
Your anaerobic metabolism.
I gotta start swimming.
You're focusing on your aerobic, but your anaerobic is what burns your fat over the course of the day. So you gotta trigger that.
You triggering it? How are you triggering your anaerobic metabolism?
By wind sprints.
Where are you sprinting?
I'm not at the moment, but when I do, it's what you do. You interval training.
See, but why is everything so, like, wind sprints?
He's out of his mind.
I'm not criticizing.
Not wind sprint. Interval training.
He's doing a wind sprint. You know, behind them, the cops and a woman.
But don't be defensive about this. Keto, wind sprints, like, these are things that, like, boxers do to like make weight and like
this
why
is why every, I
those
to
are
him.
These are extreme.
But
things.
It's also when you're not a runner growing up and you're a fat guy and you're trying to like it's the way you get into running.
But I'm saying, but here's the thing: it's just sort of like it's almost like the other extreme. It's like a reaction to the hatred of being heavy, which I get that.
Sure.
Which I get that. But I feel like the way to inch away from that, to kind of make a metaphor here, to like kind of step away from it, is to just start incorporating a little bit more healthy things that aren't so extreme. Like if you were like, all right, I'm going to go to the gym 4 days a week and like do whatever I have to do on my phone while I just walk at an incline. Like that'll do more.
You're right. But it's also like telling an alcoholic, like, what, it's not just my obsession with food, but my general, like, unorganized, kind of, like, loose personality, to tell an alcoholic, well, just have a couple drinks once in a while, and like, they can't.
I
only do the right thing when I kind of, I'm not saying I can never have a day off, but, like, when I start indulging, you know, here and there, is when I get into trouble.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I think what Justin is saying is that it's very unrealistic to live. So you want to lose 50 pounds and then become a person again?
Well, the idea is then you kind of like, yes, but no, the plan is...
You know what I mean? Like the idea pounds. That you're never going to have pasta again.
No,
you'll
no.
never have cheese.
Look, the goal is, you know, like get rid of... Here's the thing, because like, you know, I need to lose a certain amount of weight before I can really meaningfully... I mean, I can start exercising
now. How much you want to lose?
At least 100 pounds, I guess.
At least 100?
Well, I'm definitely 100 pounds overweight, more probably.
Yeah, but you can, but if you're 100 pounds overweight...
I don't know exactly what that weight
saying, in
if
your
you were,
face.
If you were 100 pounds overweight, right. you can't say at least 100, because if you lost 100 pounds, you'd be feeling good. So at most...
Sure.
So 100 would be like the ideal. So what's yeah. your at least 45?
I say I want to go 50. Down 70.
Okay, so at least 50. So right. even in the terms of like thinking about it, you have to look at how you think about it. You're like right. at least 100. Like that sort of would be like if you lost 100 pounds, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Bobby, well, I'd still be like a
Bobby,
little flabby.
Let me ask you a question. Can
so
we,
what?
Can we take yeah. calls? Can we take calls, Bobby? Not really. Can we?
Yeah, we could take calls.
Let's
sure,
take any.
Live.
If anyone wants to call in with a weight loss question right now. You can call in. Give him the number. And if you don't want to call in, you don't have to.
Give him, Bobby, give him your phone number, please.
Bobby, give him the number. If you have a weight loss question for Justin Silver, for me or Ray, maybe you want Ray to answer it,
I'll
not
answer
Justin.
Him.
If you have a weight loss question for either Ray, who's morbidly obese, or Justin Silver, who's in good shape.
It's 573-GAS-LINE.
573-GAS-LINE.
I speak their language.
573-GASLINE. You can call in with a weight loss nutrition question.
I will translate for Justin because he doesn't speak their language of fat people.
I speak their language. I think I speak their language more than you do. Your extreme things are like, hey, you have to lose at least 100 pounds, go into ketosis and do wind sprints. Like, this is your program for your people.
Now, Ray, you...
I'm like, hey, let's ease into it a little bit. Let's incorporate some healthy habits.
The Army doesn't gradually get you into shape. The Army doesn't gradually teach you how to shoot people. They just... They can even shoot people.
Are you in the
shoot.
Army?
I should be. I'd be a great soldier. I have the mentality for it.
Yeah, you once ran 5 miles. You could be a Navy SEAL.
No, I ran five yeah. miles a day for a year.
We've already right? lost more wars than
I've
we can
run
really
five
count.
Miles during since I've been in this room. How's that?
573 gas line, folks. If you have a question about weight loss, this is like that great SNL skit where the guy kept trying to get people to call and no one did. He kept saying more controversial thing. He's like, "I'm for killing puppies. If you have a problem with that, call up." Like that was a great. I think it was on SNL. That was a great fucking sketch.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Kids in the Hall. I don't know. I think it was SNL sketch. I'm gonna start doing it. I made a decision while I was in Philly. I'm like, I don't want to be a fat fuck for the rest of my life. I'm unhappy with it, and it's time to change.
You felt much better when you had that 25 off, right?
I did.
So here's the thing. But
that's
the thing,
when I started to get... Because you know what it is?
But here's the thing.
You find you know what happens. You find a hot guy, you fuck, and then you start eating food again.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's too extreme.
That's what's funny.
Did you find a hot guy?
I thought it was funny.
I found a hot guy, and you fuck around a little bit, and then you go, well, sex is fun, but you know what else is fun? Eating food. Yeah. So then you're like, oh, let me get fat again. And not care about myself.
I think
it's bad.
I think instead of going off all dairy, because the problem is then you're going to go back on the dairy because it's too extreme. We got to like eliminate certain dairy and then eliminate certain carbs. And then in between the two, you'll get some of the carbs you want and some of the dairy you want. You're like, I can live with this sacrifice.
Yeah.
Everything's a compromise with that. I can live with it. It's about finding, and here's the thing. It's not like alcoholism because you don't have to drink alcohol. You have to eat food.
Right.
So you can't really
come to think of it, when I did
things.
Lose weight after I got my car accident, but the point is I was just eating better and walking and started running, and I would have pizza once a week. So no, you're right. But also, I've also lost a lot of weight doing carbless. So yeah, whatever.
573 gas line, everybody. If you have any questions about nutrition,
we're gonna eat a puppy.
I know you're all sitting in your houses, and you're all probably doing sit ups, and you don't have any questions about nutrition because I was at Skank Fest. You all look great. 573 gas line. I think Bobby has a call for us.
Hello.
Hold on. Not yet. I'm very excited about this. Bobby just picked up the phone. I guarantee you it's probably someone calling. It seems exciting. Bobby, do we have somebody on the phone? Let's send them in. 573 gas line, folks.
I didn't get his name. Go ahead. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Tim, how you doing, man?
Good.
I wanted to ask Justin if steroids would help either of you two. If you guys should get on some steroids.
That's a great question.
I would be willing to do steroids.
I would be willing to do a drug and intravenously.
It sure. would. It, let me tell you something. Taking testosterone or any synthetic form of testosterone is going to raise more muscle tone in your body. It's also going to raise your metabolism. However, using steroids as a way to battle obesity is not as good as incorporating some healthy eating habits into your life, because it's like
you're don't just let the good, the perfect be the enemy of the good here.
It's yeah. not. It will it's help not. Us. There, it's it, but it's not in the way that you think.
What
it's
going to be.
What if I
took HGH, Justin?
No, HGH, you'd see less of a result from HGH. I've taken HGH, and you'll see less of a result from that because it's a little bit more
caller,
subtle.
Caller,
what if I shoot it straight in my ass?
The testosterone will give you a boner, though.
Yeah, caller.
I don't think Tim has a problem getting a boner.
I can get a boner. Caller,
you can get a boner.
I get hard-ons.
Caller, what is your name, and do you take steroids?
My name is Kyle from New Jersey, and of course I take steroids.
He's from New Jersey.
Now, Kyle, what changes have you seen in your life since you started taking steroids?
And are you obese?
No, I wasn't obese. I can put up combine numbers on the bench, 225, 15
That's
times,
football shit,
180
right?
pounds,
okay.
solid.
Yeah. So, and are you a big guy? You're big?
No, not huge.
But you're trying. Are you working towards that?
Yeah. I gotta get the diet down. Got to eat a little more protein. But
what's your stack?
I'm not a fat fuck.
What's your stack?
What was that?
What's your stack?
What's my stack? No, just testosterone.
Oh,
just
a little just straight
125 milligrams a week.
Okay, so you
explain what stack
dude,
means.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, remember, it was on Celebrity Rehab. Who was the dude who did all the steroids on Celebrity Rehab?
Bonaducci.
It was him.
Oh, he was such a fucking
dude.
Ninja.
It was Don Bonaducci, and it was a guy that played Hobie on fucking Baywatch, whatever his name was. He did so many steroids. He was explaining to Dr. Drew, what they were, and he was like, "This is a bull tranquilizer pre-slaughter," and I laughed so hard. He's like, "Bull tranquilizer pre-slaughter."
But he's just this guy's just on test, so he's just doing a CC. That's like a reasonable. How old are you?
35.
All right, so that's around the age. It's like. If you're doing it responsibly and you're taking like a cc of it, it's like that's there's doing some tests and like being like a fucking intense steroid user. Taking a little bit of tests is some like hormone replacement therapy or to get an extra edge in the gym. Like that's such a benign thing. If anything, like there's so many arguments that it's actually healthy for you because of how it increases bone density and increases muscle mass as you get into your later years. 35 is a little early to do it unless you're competing for something. But it's like that's such a fucking benign thing. Like people who take like. You know, serious amounts of Winstrol to Anavar. That's a little bit more of a fucking problem.
What about should I take some Dilaudid?
Dilaudid is heroin, buddy.
Yeah. Would that help?
All right, caller. Thank you.
Buddy.
That's a great question. We appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy. All right, 573 gas line.
Oh,
573
the phone lines are blowing up, ladies
L-I-N-E.
And gentlemen.
These phone lines are blowing up. We've never taken calls on the show before.
And order now, and you're going
to
get two for the money.
Speak to Ray
I Comp. Can't keep these things on the shelf.
All right. Justin Silva's
serious
here.
Question.
Ray Comp is here.
Serious question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What about ice?
Yeah.
What about ice?
Would it help?
Like okay, Bobby.
Methadone?
Caller.
We have
no,
Carl
I mean,
on the phone right now.
Carl, you're on the line. This is Carl George, of course, from Vermont.
Hello, Carl.
Hello, Carl George. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Justin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'll go fuck myself.
What about Ray, Carl?
Oh, hi, Ray.
Hi, how are you,
Ray?
You're not in the shot. That's all it was.
There we go.
What is your nutrition question? Carl is from the land of maple syrup and cheese up in Vermont. Do you have any nutrition questions?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Justin, would you recommend Tim relapse and go back on cocaine to lose weight?
No,
and
I don't.
So powder form, crack, what are we talking here?
Very good question.
Not a bad question, Carl. Thank you.
You know what? I like Tim on cocaine because I like doing cocaine myself. Cocaine doesn't really help with weight loss because here's what ends up happening. You have that fucking – and people don't – this is what gets overlooked for the cocaine weight loss diet is that the next day – when you just crawled in a ball like wanting to kill yourself,
you eat.
You tend to comfort eat, and then you gain all that back. So,
yeah.
So
well,
it
you just
seemed,
keep doing the coke. Just keep doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you know what? Then you
who
go into
money.
No, the money problems become. And I know Tim's a big swinger now. He's eating shrimp towers.
Right.
He's eating seafood towers for $300 a pop. But if you think about it, $300 a pop, that's 3 8-balls. That's not that much. What's that? 2 days? Two and a half days?
That's why I was about to ask you before.
No.
I think a cheaper alternative, crystal meth.
Carl, let me ask you a question. Are you in good shape? He's gone?
What a pussy.
Yeah, the call is gone.
What happened?
He didn't hear
what he wanted to hear?
No, Carl's a good friend of ours.
Carl's fine. I'm sure he's happy. I'm sure he's happy with that response. 573 Gasline, GASLINE, 573 Gasline. We are taking calls on the show.
Why is crystal meth a bad idea?
Great
I wanna
question.
Know.
Here's the thing. You probably have a little bit of a heart condition that you're not aware of right now.
Yeah.
That heart is working very hard.
We can't start
fucking
blowing
our hearts
out.
And now you're going to start fucking blowing your heart out. So you're probably going to die. You may be a little thinner when you die.
Right.
But you're still going to die.
Good looking corpse.
573-GASLINE,
G-A-S-L-I-N-E,
folks.
Phone lines are blowing up.
Phone lines are blowing up.
We can't keep it on the shelves.
Get your questions in for Justin Silver.
And you get a free ShamWow and dog training session from me.
Let me ask you a question. As a fat guy, I think these scales you buy in the store, typically, they're not good to use, right? They're not really rated for like fat people.
I don't think you should use scales, period.
I don't. People always ask me,
what do you
how
use
much weight you lose?
For?
Yeah, I don't
you're going to fluctuate 10 pounds from day to day, and then you're going to be like, ooh, I'm down today. It's like, that's what that... Depends how much salt you've had, how right. much water you've had, when was the last time you took a shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
If I look, like I fluctuate 6 pounds, mm-hmm. and my body fat's at what, 13% maybe?
Right.
Okay, so what are you going to fluctuate? So then you look at the scale and you're like, oh my God, I'm losing weight. Don't look at the scale.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, but if you want to lose 15 pounds, that's very doable. And then if 15
pounds,
I think you
still reassess. I've already lost 15 pounds.
50 pounds.
Oh, 50, yeah.
It's so easy to lose weight like that. The problem is keeping it off. I lost that 25 pounds, I relapsed. I went right back
to it. You got cocky.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point. Is like right. if you incorporate healthy dietary habits into your lifestyle that you can manage, that are manageable expectations, then those will last forever.
I think I need to take a cue from the great thinker Justin Peterson and clean my room. Because my room's a mess. I'm just chaos. I leave everything alone, and like it's. I need to organize my life.
Oh, that's a. What is the book he wrote?
12 Rules for Life.
12 Rules for Life. Was clean your room.
Yeah,
I mean these are. Things,
what are the 12?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you know,
I don't actually respect them.
We
I'm
have a screen
saying.
Here.
I think one of them's donate a $300 shellfish tower for fucking lunch. That's probably one of them. 573 GASLINE, G-A-S-L-I-N-E. Your nutrition questions in. We've got Justin Silver in, then he's not. I know it's a surprise. We didn't announce him as a guest.
It's
but
a surprise. He's happy to be here.
I do remember hearing him on a podcast talking about being a carnivore diet. And he does it because he's epileptic or
Who
some
is
shit. Justin Peterson.
Jordan Peterson, not Justin Peterson. Jordan Peterson has said before that his daughter and himself had some immunodeficiency, immune disorder.
Autoimmune.
Autoimmune disorder, right, that was cured by the carnivorous diet.
Everybody's different, I think, with that. Right. Some people are going to be cured by a vegetarian diet. Some people are going to have iron deficiencies, and they're going to fucking eat a deer's throat, and they're going to get healthy.
Is it possible?
Yes.
That I have a parasite that is counterintuitively making me fatter?
No.
Okay.
That's not possible.
My grandmother always thought I had a tapeworm.
Did you ever shit a worm? That happened to me when I was a kid.
No. What happened?
I was. You ever check your duty? Do you ever look?
I look at it, yeah.
So I looked, and I was like...
I do it all the time.
I was like 7, and I looked, and there was like a tiny little worm in it, and I fucking freaked out.
Yeah, like heart,
why?
Like heartworms?
And I lost my shit. I don't know if it was... No, heartworm is like dogs only get heartworm. But it was like tiny, like very, very tiny.
Okay.
So I went to the doctor, and they're like, yeah, you can get that from eating different kinds of fish and all that kind of stuff, and then they gave me some medicine, which kills the worms, and it was like I would have nightmares about it.
You know, you do eat a clove of garlic or two. I almost got sick a week or two ago with Tim over at a restaurant in Lower East Side.
Right.
And I started feeling, you know, this food poisoning kind of thing going on. So I go in the bathroom, I try to throw it all up, and only got some of it up. So I went to the store and I got a couple...
I have not vomited in 10 years. Is that a problem? He vomits
really?
Constantly.
That, you'd lose a lot of weight if you started incorporating
I
that.
I know, but I haven't vomited in a decade, over a decade,
cloves
I can't remember
of garlic.
The last time.
Do you ever use cloves of garlic in your diet? Just eat a whole clove?
Just like raw like that?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I have some in my backpack. You want some?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Dude, he was eating them in a bodega. He was eating them in 16 handles when I was having yogurt. People were disgusting. People were so disgusted.
You're just eating garlic?
I was
raw
sick.
Cloves of garlic.
Like it was an apple?
I cured myself.
Like just chewing on a garlic like it was an apple. Like grapes.
This is the shit he does.
I mean, look, I was on the verge. I've had food poisoning a couple times the past few years. I know what it is.
I had it on an airplane going from... Hong Kong to New York City.
That's terrible.
On 2 Ambiens. You know when you don't sleep. And I talk about this on
you
stage.
You shit yourself?
He has a great story about this.
Listen, I was going back and forth to the bathroom.
Bobby, is that the phone line going?
Is that
you're
the
not
phone
answering?
Line? Bobby.
Bobby.
Let me tell you this. And then I hit my head.
Jesus.
Got a concussion.
Yeah.
What?
And I had a concussion, food poisoning, and I was high as a kite on 2 fucking Ambiens. That was first time I ever got food poisoning. Call her.
Put him through, Bobby.
Who's this?
Yeah, we got Michael on the phone here.
Okay, I know women.
Michael, thanks for calling the show.
Women don't listen to us.
You're here with there's a few women that listen to us. You're here with Tim Dillon, Ray Kump, and Justin Silver. Do you have a nutrition question for either Justin, who's a trainer, or me and Ray, who are morbidly obese? What is your question?
Sure, Justin. What do you think about intermittent fasting?
Great question.
Yes.
Very interesting question.
Some people do really well with that. I have friends who do intermittent fasting.
I fast every night when I'm asleep.
Right. I noticed you're just cutting yourself off at a certain part of day. I noticed, like, if I just do things where I'm like, all right, I'm not going to, it depends on your clock. So if, like, let's say I go to bed average at,
did
like,
you say your cock?
On your clock.
Okay.
If I go to bed at like 11 o'clock, I'm like, all right, I'm going to cut food off at 8. You wake up with that pang in your stomach where you're really hungry. And like, I think that tends to be a really good thing, but I think people misconstrue what intermittent fasting means and they keep the fast too long. Like, and it also depends, like, if someone's obese, the thing you want to do is you want to stabilize that person as much as possible, as opposed to being like, all right, here's another extreme thing to add into your already too extreme version of food. You want things to calm down a little bit. But are you overweight, or are you at a regular weight, and do you do intermittent fasting? Like, what's your experience with it?
I would say I am moderately overweight, yeah. Moderately.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just kind of looking for a solution.
I'm telling you, a solution would be exactly what I'm telling you. Like, Lewis was
cut the carbs.
Lewis was moderately overweight. Is that a fair way to say it, Bobby? You remember what Lewis looked like, right?
Oh yeah, he had a gut.
But he was like moderate. You wouldn't be at Lewis and be like, "That's an obese fucking guy." You're like, "There's a guy who could lose 65 pounds."
Yeah, he was thick. He was a thick dude.
Right. So that would be moderately overweight. So for him, it's just about something like intermittent fasting. It's like, no, just create healthy ratios to the things that you're eating. Make sure you're eating foods that don't add to the problem, and just sort of, you want to just settle it down a little bit. But that's the whole thing. It's like people make it like the new form of like extreme fad diet is to put it behind the scientific wall now. Like, no, now we show that keto means this. It's like, it's just another fucking fad flash diet. And what Joe Rogan does, you're talking about someone.
Yeah, here we go.
You're talking about somebody who is in incredibly good shape.
He's fucking hot as fuck.
Who's been a fucking world class athlete and who kind of knows the
Justin
up and downs.
Will swallow that whole.
Who knows the up and downs of like nutrition and diet and exercise. He's not obese and losing a bunch of weight. He's trying these different things the same way he does, you know, the same way he does these extreme sports that he does in terms of like MMA and stuff like that. So it's like to look at him to be like, all right, let me use this as a guide on how to lose because I'm overweight,
honestly,
is ridiculous.
Who do you think would win in a fight between him and Ray?
I'd bite.
You
Ray
bite?
Bites. Yeah. Ray bites.
Are you guys greased up and naked or no?
Oh, yeah. We're no clothes.
Look at Justin
right.
trying to get a hard on.
I'm wearing a thong, but otherwise, no clothes.
Are you in a cage or in a rope? Or in a ring with ropes?
It's like a big. Remember at the Bronx Zoo, they had the spider web rope thing? It's on top of that.
That's. If I'm looking. I'm thinking physics, I got to go with you just because of where you're going to land.
Yeah, see?
All right, caller, thank you so much. We appreciate the call. We got a few minutes left, folks, to call in. 573-GASLINE, 573-GASLINE.
What a surprise this has been.
We're going to take one or two more calls. These have been pretty good questions. They're not horrible
questions. They're good. I feel like I'm giving good answers.
You know, you're giving great answers. Well, I mean, listen, here's the reality. Nobody's asked us a question. We've said we also.
Look, I have a lot of experience gaining and losing, gaining it back and then losing it again. I mean, that's a wealth of knowledge there. I know the mistakes I've made.
573-GASLINE.
I'm going to go eat with Mike Vecchione right now.
573-GASLINE. Here's another call coming in. This will be our final call, and then we'll wrap this up because we're coming.
That's not a call coming in?
That was the other call. I just had to hang up on him.
That guy, okay. Mike, he had more questions.
Yeah, somebody.
Mike, I'm not abandoning you. I am at I am Justin Silver. You can ask all your questions.
We got two minutes left.
Put my hashtag. We got two minutes left. Bobby.
Yeah, give him a Chiron.
I'm on this network.
Give him a lower third.
What is that thing called? A Chiron?
Chiron.
It's a lower third.
Well, Chiron is another term for it. Let's not get technical here, Bobby, all right? I work in the industry.
We got 2 minutes left here, folks. If you want to call in 573-GASLINE, GASLINE, you will be our final call. And you can ask Justin Silver a question about nutrition or ask me and Ray a question about nutrition.
I'd like to ask Shannon a question in the other room. How come we don't take fucking calls on my podcast?
Well, we just started today. And
is
I thought because we have.
Is this the first time this ever happened?
Yeah.
Wow. Up the phone lines. Here we go.
Here we go. Phone line again. Thank you. We're killing it right now. We're killing it. Let's put our caller through.
Hello, caller.
Hello, hi. Caller. You're on the phone
with. This is Alex.
You're on the phone with me, and you're on the phone with Ray, and you're on the phone with Justin Silver, nutritionist. You have a nutrition question for Justin Silver or me and Ray, who are morbidly obese. Either one can answer.
So I want to direct this question to Ray.
Hello. Alex, all right? Go ahead.
Yes. How can I ensure that I'm getting enough fiber in my diet?
All right, here's what you want to do. You want to get a bunch of garlic, like a whole, like two bulbs, right? And just get like raw spinach, just like bags of raw spinach, and cook it down with the garlic, and then just kind of mince it up, and then mix it with some prosciutto, because you want some, you want protein with the fiber.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What about like M&Ms just for flavor?
You're being ridiculous. I'm talking about a little pancetta, a little prosciutto.
I think the flavors would clash.
We're going to ask Justin Silver.
Collard greens are a classic food.
Actually,
what's the real answer to that? The
answer is actually not that far off. Fiber, if you just eat your fruits and vegetables, you're going to get all the fiber you need.
What about skinny guys that want to bulk up? What do you tell them to do? If they're really skinny, they want to bulk up.
They just have to eat a lot.
Really?
Yeah, the whole skinny guys have like people think they need to eat tons and tons of protein and tons of meat products. That's actually, if you look at some of the strongest animals on the planet, rhinoceros.
Bears.
Look at how about gorilla? What's stronger than a silverback gorilla? They're all vegetarians. So people think they need more protein than they do. That's absolutely ridiculous because your body can't even process that much protein. And if you look at how much protein gets processed in per cell for every calorie that you're trying to burn or every calorie that you're using to lift weights, it's actually not as much as you think it is. So it's just more about how quick their metabolism is and constantly feeding themselves. The source of what they're eating is not as important. That's actually the truth.
Okay. But you could just get some lard, and that would be a quick way to do it.
Do you have access to lard, caller? Do you have access to lard?
Tell me about your lard game.
Eat a lot of lard.
Okay. Caller, thank you very much. Everybody, I want to thank Justin Silver.
We're
wrapping it up now. I want to thank the great Justin Silver.
Thank you. The great.
Thank you so
hold
much.
Hold on. We got one more call, I think. Somebody's calling. We'll just wrap this up in 2 seconds. I know you're going to eat with Mike Vecchione, and I know that Mike Vecchione's got a lot to do. So we will make sure. TimDillonComedy.com on email. There's
oh, wait.
A call,
can
Bobby.
I say, wait,
Bobby,
can I say something? Can I say, Tim? Can I say
Bobby,
you're doing...
You have to answer the phone, Bobby.
That's a missed call. We're waiting.
You're such a retard. It's red
it's
right
ringing,
now.
It's ringing, Bobby.
Bobby is a fucktard. Bobby.
Can I plug...
He doesn't know how to work a phone.
That's a telephone, Bobby.
He's such a fucktard, Bobby.
Can I plug the show that you're doing?
Yeah, please plug it right now.
Listen, I have a show called Anxiety Attack. On the 18th of this month. That's the third Thursday of every
Bobby,
month.
Bobby, there's a call again. It's red. I don't know what to tell you, Bobby.
Those aren't messages that someone left.
No, they're not, I Bobby. That's you. A phone. It's not.
You have somebody calling in. Why don't you just
somebody's
put them on
telling
speaker?
Me they're trying to get through, and they're like, Bobby.
They can't get through the lines or jam.
They can't get through the lines,
guys,
Bobby.
These things, we can't keep this fat on the shelves, everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
Call now.
Bobby can't. I mean, I just don't understand. Well, it's ringing. It's so ringing. You see how much of a retard he is? Why
hit
is
the
it?
Button. Hit the button for the
hit
line.
The button.
That's
Bobby.
A message that happens when we have
this
a message.
This is like the fucking. Isn't this the first lesson they should give everyone how to fucking?
I promise.
Tim, it's ringing. People are because why are people
now
texting?
Now it's ringing. Now,
now
I
it's
call.
Ringing.
Now.
Okay.
You should be a 911 operator, Bobby.
What's your phone number?
Yep. Put him on the fucking.
Dude,
what's
Bobby's
your phone
having
number?
A panic attack.
Bobby's.
You
is
made
fucking...
him so nervous.
All right, caller.
We
got to
call Ben on the line.
Caller
right
Ben.
Now.
Ben, thanks for calling. You're on with Ray Kump, Tim Dillon, and Justin Silver. What is, do you have a nutrition question for Justin, who's a personal trainer, or Tim and Ray, who are morbidly obese? What is your nutrition question?
Yeah, I have a question about the craze going on right now about the low-carb, high-fat diet.
We just did a whole fucking episode.
I was just wondering if they actually work.
We just did a whole episode.
It does
on
work,
that,
yes.
Justin said it's too
it
extreme.
Work.
No, I don't think, no. The low-carb, high-fat, your body doesn't need all that fat. Here's what happens with these diets, right? If somebody's heavy enough, anything that they eliminate initially is going to drop their weight and it's going to stay at that. It's going to drop because you're just eliminating so many things
right.
from your diet. But at the same time, it's like, but then it's just going to, your body's going to readjust and you're going to gain all that weight.
You're not going to gain. Look, here's the thing. In my experience,
high fat, low carb.
Well, look,
let's
look,
let Ray answer. Ray's morbidly obese.
Here's
answer the question, Ray.
I've never gone for the thing where you like cram all the fat. I've always gone for the leaner, you know, some chicken and broccoli or whatever the fuck. And
obviously.
And occasionally you have a fucking few pieces of bacon.
As Ray's answering your question, his jowls are moving like an English bulldog right now, just to let you know.
Listen, I go to chicken broccoli. I ate a chicken. I ate a duck.
Continue to answer.
Well, I'm just saying, chicken thighs.
It's a mix between his voice and Richard Pryor.
Listen to me, shut up, Justin.
Look, if you're doing a low carb thing,
Keith Robinson.
You can eat some chicken thighs. They got a lot more fat than the breast does, but I mean, it's still gonna be fine for you. But like, you know, you don't go pounding prosciutto all day. I got a bad stomach the other day. I mean, too much prosciutto.
What happened? What'd you do?
It felt very bad. I had to fucking eat some garlic and some fucking Pepto. I was shitting at work. It was no good.
But this is not healthy.
Hey, well, I adjusted. I read my body. I try things out and I adjust.
That's a lot of reading. That's some heavy reading.
That's your reading. That's a heavy.
It's like reading Roots.
Folks, thank you for the call, caller. TimDillonComedy.com for all upcoming dates.
Can I tell them about the show?
Plug your show.
Listen, I have a show called Anxiety Attack. It's at New York Comedy Club's new East Village location. It's on the 18th. That's the last Thursday of this month. Tim Dillon's going to be on it. Mike Vecchione's going to be on it. I'm going to be on it. Jessica Kirsten's going to be on it. So come out. Fucking support that show. All the guest digital crews there. It's a 10 o'clock show. And if you go on IamJustinSilver.com, you look up Anxiety Attack, use the promo code AA, and you'll get discount tickets to that show. But Tim's going to fucking kill it with a 20-minute set. So boom.
Yeah, Tim J. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N on Twitter and Instagram. Please subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code HELL. You get 2 years of audio and video archives of the show. At Ray Kump on Twitter, and what else you got
Instagram.
Going on?
Instagram, and Ray Kump on Instagram. You can come see me at the Vine Bar this Thursday if you want. I'll be there around 8.
Not a comedy show. I'll just be there. October 26th, 27th, I'll be at the McGuire's on the 26th and Bohemia the Brokerage on the 27th. And are you going to New Orleans? You want to do something in New Orleans?
I'd love to. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah.
All right, folks. Good night. Thank Justin Silver, everyone. Follow him on Twitter, at Justin Silver.
At I am Justin Silver.
At I am Justin Silver. Goodbye. That was good. Thank you. That was great.